The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When it comes to witchcraft, we all have ideas as to what it looks like. God has his own ideas, as we'll see next. Witchcraft. We all have these ideas, from Ouija boards to long noses, broomsticks and cauldrons, incantations and spells. But at the end of the day, it's something far more sinister and something that catches most of us off guard. From God's Word, that's where we come away with our look at what Witchcraft Revealed is all about. We're in Acts chapter 13 on today's broadcast of Times of Refreshing with Pastor Napoleon Kaufman, focusing on a message he's entitled, Witchcraft Revealed. Join us for a very insightful look at the Word of God next on Times of Refreshing.
Acts chapter 13, and this morning we're going to talk about something that's very, very important. I don't plan on doing a lot of getting all fired up this morning. I want to lay a great foundation and reminder for everybody in this church. And the title of my message this morning is Witchcraft Revealed. Witchcraft Revealed. Understand that any time that we unlawfully use domination, manipulation, or intimidation to gain control over a person's life, we are delving into the base form of witchcraft, okay? A lot of times when we think about witchcraft, we're just thinking about the divination or the sorcery aspect of it that oftentimes is in some cases, more desirable, because people, from a divination standpoint, they want to know. From a sorcery standpoint, they want to be able to control circumstances. But on a base level, we have to realize that when we unlawfully use domination, manipulation, intimidation to gain control over mass groups of people or just individuals in general, then we're delving into the realm of witchcraft. And we have to understand that this is devastating. It's devastating for cultures. It's devastating for societies. It's devastating for families. And we have to see that when it comes to the witchcraft, that it is becoming more and more prevalent, and how can I say this? It's normal, right? And, well, this is the word, more acceptable. Acceptable. People just accept it, and I say unlawfully because there is a lawful aspect of control that is something that is biblical, and it is something that is necessary. If you are a parent, you have the right to control how your children are raised. The things that you are lawfully, you have been entrusted by God with the seed, and it's your job to train them up in the way that they should go, so, and point them in the direction. Of course, until they reach a certain age, but realize that that is your lawful position. So there's lawful aspects of control that should be respected, whether in the context of a home, the way a wife and a husband relate to each other. There's a lawful aspect of that. But when we start to use domination, manipulation, and intimidation to gain control, we have to be very, very careful that we don't overstep lines and boundaries, especially when it comes to manipulation, because that's not how we are designed doctrinally to operate. And so we want to make sure that these lines are not crossed, but we see them being crossed in culture all the time. And let me say this, and it's not just from a home standpoint, it's not just parents, because children use manipulation all the time. But you have to see it for what it really is. It is a base form of witchcraft. Okay? And there's three basic arms that we're going to discuss this morning. Number one, the arm of sorcery. Okay? The arm of sorcery. And this arm is basically when an individual uses things. They use things to control a person. Whether it is crystals, whether it is Ouija boards, whether it is tarot cards, whether it is there's a spirit and the spirit's name is pharmakeia. Medicines, drugs. This is one of the reasons why you see, especially with certain drugs, it gets control of a person's mind, and then that person, it becomes addicted, and then that person always wants to go and find that, and that spirit of pharmakeia has come upon them, and now they go searching for the drugs all the time. And you could try to tell them to stop, but they're almost under a spell. Come on, y'all. But this is a form of witchcraft. It's the sorcery arm. And then we have the divination arm. The divination arm is the arm of revelation. And this is where you have individuals that tap into unclean spirits, and the unclean spirits tell people certain details about their life, and that piques their interest, and then that person keeps going back to the diviner to get more and more revelation out of their, you know, insecurity and desire to know, and then that person continues to feed them. But the source of their revelation is not the Holy Spirit, it's an unclean spirit. And so divination is a powerful arm of witchcraft. And then you have just basic witchcraft, and this is what we call the power arm. And this is where you see individuals that are able, through witchcraft, to speak curses, vexation. They're able to speak, they're also able to demonstrate various forms of power, right? And so what happens for all of us is we have to see these basic arms, and I'm going to show you them right here in the scripture, and then understand how important it is that we're sensitive to the things in which we listen to, the things in which we get ourselves involved in, the stuff that we have got involved in, know how to clean house and to renounce that those aspects of your life, and to repent of them, and then to turn them over. And we're going to see this as we go forth in the scripture. Another thing that I want to also highlight is there is something that has been coined, charismatic witchcraft, right? And you see this oftentimes around Christianity and around church, where you have false teachers. Somebody say false teachers. False teachers who will come in to the church and bring heretical teaching and doctrine, and then in some cases they will use spiritual things to gain control over people and to manipulate and control and dominate people. And we have to be very careful about this, because it's important, and we're going to see it in scripture, that we do not allow lawlessness or legalism to gain control of us and to trip us up. We don't want to be legalistic. We don't want to be lawless. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 13, verse 4. Let's look at verse 4. This is the Barnabas and Saul's, or the Apostle Paul and Barnabas' first apostolic mission. Look at verse 4. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Cilicia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus, and when they had arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now, when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet. So he also was involved with divination. But it says he was a sorcerer, And he was a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus, who was with the proconsul. So he got connected to leadership. And we see this happen. It happens within the church, and it happens within the government. It happens within society. These individuals connect themselves with individuals that they feel that they could have influence with and over and ultimately control. So what does he do? He gets connected to him. And it says, now they had gone... verse 7, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, he did what, y'all? He withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. So now this is what I call a blocker. So his desire was to block him from allowing the proconsul to hear the word of God, because he did not want to lose his influence as a sorcerer. And this is very, very important, because intimidation, domination, manipulation to maintain control. Now I got to stop somebody else from coming in. And sometimes in your life, you don't realize why you're facing resistance. But sometimes the resistance isn't because you're a bad person or you're not doing something right. Sometimes the resistance is the devil wants to block you from speaking to this person because they don't want to lose their control. Okay? And so he says here in verse 9, then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him, the sorcerer, and said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? Now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teachings of the Lord. Okay, so here I call this divine justice and judgment. In this moment, Paul is partnering with the Lord to give Elymas the sorcerer what was just and due in his life because of his sorcery and how and the lifestyle that he lived in deceiving this man for so long. So understand that what he was doing, being filled with the Holy Spirit, evidently he was moved by God and he was justified by doing it. He spoke it, and then God confirmed it. So it's divine justice and judgment. And understand, when you're dealing with witchcraft, when you're dealing with sorcery, when you're dealing with these forms of manipulation, intimidation, domination, control, and all these other things, you cannot be passive with it. And the church has been so full of love that we think that love means that you don't have tough things to say sometimes, and you're not, and in some cases we're not even willing to go there because we think, well, that's not loving. Here, this was a matter of God's justice and judgment, and Paul was willing to go there because God was going there. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, he told him like it was. And there are times in our lives where we have to be willing to go with the Holy Spirit and confront things that we know are wrong in the sight of God. And you may not even have to talk to the person as much as you may need to tell the Spirit. You have to tell the Spirit. You know, I know what you're doing. And it's important and imperative that all of us, that we're willing to go there in times when we need to go there, because we understand that it is a spirit of witchcraft that's trying to control yourself or people around you or whatever. In this case, the proconsul, he didn't get free until that spirit was released from its influence in his life. It says, then he believed. And sometimes this is the stuff that we need to do. If you're dealing with something within your home with your children, begin to pray and rebuke the devil, bind the devil, and then make it clear that in this particular moment, you're letting the devil influence your life. I love you, but I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Can I have an amen, y'all? Well, people aren't aggressive enough. So they just tolerate it, they put up with it, and they let it happen. In this particular moment, it is clear that Paul was dealing with sorcery. He was dealing with a sorcerer, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning he was led by the Holy Spirit, and he began to bring clarity and expose what this demon had done. And in this case, he pronounced justice and judgment over that person's life. And so realize, do not, when it comes to sorcery, you have to be aggressive. Get this stuff out of your house. Get the crystals out of your house. Get the tarot cards out of your house. Get the things that you know are tied to this spiritual, even cultural stuff. There's cultural things that you may have to get out of your life because they were passed down to you, but they came from a shaman in Africa. Or some Buddhist monk priest in China. And we have to be willing to get rid of this stuff and clean house. I remember when my wife and I got saved, that's one of the things that we did. We went through our house and we started cleaning up stuff. I had artifacts and all kinds of stuff. We went through the house, we cleaned our house up. Got all this stuff out. I don't know where this thing came from. Can I have an amen? You know, I love my blackness, but I don't love it to the point where I'm going to bring some of these things into my house that can get me all wrapped up in some witchcraft. Can I have an amen, y'all? Well, in every culture, you're going to have certain things that are culturally acceptable, but it may be tied to witchcraft. And so it's important for all of us to make sure that when we see it, that we're aggressive and that we allow ourselves to go there under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit if we need to go there and speak the truth to people in love. Can I have an amen? So we see the sorcery arm. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. We're going to look at verses 16 on down to 19. This is very interesting here. It says in verse 16, Paul and Silas are here. And it says in verse 16, now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of what, y'all? Devil. So this is the revelation arm. Met us, who brought her master much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, now look at this, y'all, greatly annoyed, turned and said to who, y'all? The Spirit. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when her master saw their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. I'm going to stop right there. And so here, once again, we see this spirit of witchcraft. But what arm is it? It's the divination arm. It's the revelation arm. It is the fortune-telling arm. Understand that in a limited way, the enemy is able to predict certain things concerning your life. These spirits, they study you. They know exactly who you are. They are not intimidated by you. And they understand that if you give yourself over to these spirits and allow them to control you, that there are certain things that definitely they can tap into in terms of your pattern. Okay? They know who your mom is. They know who your dad is. They know who your kids are. So it is nothing for them, for you to call one of these numbers or go to a fortune teller and they tell you, well, your mom, I see your mom died 2 years ago and she told me to tell you hi and that she's looking, because the demon saw everything that happened. Right? What they cannot do is accurately predict your future. But they can give you revelation. But what happens? Because people are so desperate, because people are so needy, because people just want to hear something and they just really miss mama and they just really wish. And so these spirits come along and they'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you what you want to hear. And what does that do? It makes you feel good for a moment, and then it makes you want to go back and pay them more money. And then the person, the witch, will say, keep coming to here and I can get more revelation for you. Well, they want you to keep coming because you keep paying. And then what happens? Now a person starts to allow that person and the spirit on them to gain control over a person's life. Then a person can't feel like they can go forward unless they go to the witch, and then the witch is going to tell them what mama said. Although mama's been dead for 10 years. This is how these demons work. Well, we have to be wise enough to understand that sometimes somebody can be saying something that is accurate or true, but they're saying it in the wrong spirit. Amen. They can get real revelation concerning you. They can, because these demons been watching. They've been watching us the whole time. Well, what happens is, in this moment, this is why I love Paul, this spirit and this woman who was possessed by that spirit was following him for a long time. And it says here in verse 18, and this she did many days, but Paul greatly what? So his spirit started getting unsettled. He started to get agitated, started getting annoyed. Like, this person is saying the right thing. They're saying, behold, these are men that are telling us the way of the Lord. She's saying the right thing, but she's saying it in the wrong spirit. And he's able to discern that. He's able to recognize that this person is saying the right thing, but they're saying it in a bad spirit. It's a bad spirit. This is why discernment, I was just talking to Daniel's company about this. Discernment is so key. We have to be able to discern the difference between clean and unclean. Yes, Lord. We have to understand, as we're going through life, we're going to encounter a lot of different people. People are always coming in and out of our life. We're meeting people. We want to be able to discern the difference between good and evil, and the right spirit and a bad spirit. We have to ask God to help us to develop our discernment, because this woman was saying the right thing. Most people would have, oh, she's on fire for God. Well, she just loves the Lord. Look at her. She's testifying. But his spirit was unsettled. Nah, something ain't right with her. Something ain't right. This is a bad spirit. Paul goes forth and he says to the spirit, he rebukes the spirit. He casts the spirit out. The spirit left her, and they get mad because they're getting their what? Profit from her releasing these false prophecies and revelation. Well, this is an arm that we have to see. The problem that we have in our culture is that now stuff like this is going on, and stuff like we read in chapter 13 is going on, but now it's not just going on in a religious circle. It's going on the culture. We could be listening to the news, and there is a spirit of witchcraft that's coming through the television. Are you able to receive it? Are you able to discern it? Or do you just receive everything that comes across the screen? A lot of the tactics that has been used, even in government forms, there's stuff that goes on. And some of these people are inquiring from witches to tell them what to do. Are you able to discern it? And know when to reject it and want to receive it. Because ultimately, the devil, he wants to gain control over mass groups of people. Well, he uses the media, he uses television, he uses various forms to try to get people to go and to think in a certain direction.
Thank you for joining us for Times of Refreshing with Pastor Napoleon Kaufman. This program is a production of the Well Christian Community, and we pray this message has blessed you in a special way. If it has, please let us know by contacting us today. You can write to us at The Well Christian Community, 2333 Neeson Drive. We're here in Livermore. The zip code is 94551. You can also contact us by phone at 925-292-7800. That's 925-292-7800. Learn more about us as well as drop us an email at our website, thewellchurch.net. Again, that's thewellchurch.net. On our website, you can also click on the link to access our page on Facebook or search for The Well Christian Community while you're on Facebook. You can also follow Pastor on Twitter with the address at Napoleon Kaufman, all one word. And then we would invite you to join us again next time as we continue our studies in God's Word for Times of Refreshing. Until then, may Jesus Christ be highly exalted in your life, and may He bring you a peace that passes all understanding.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.